Worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. Then looking in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful of this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Again, Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer every day of our lives. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father, who always, always, always has a listening ear for the prayers of his children. Thank you for the fact that we can come before you, and you've told us in your word to pray without ceasing. And Lord, we don't even really know how to do that apart from your wisdom, your grace, and your strength. Lord, more and more teach us to pray without ceasing. Empower us by your Spirit to do that. Thank you for each and every one of our prayer lives and your hand of grace upon them. Bless each and every one of our prayer lives indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name. And more, help us to become more and more skilled by your hope, by the power and grace of your Spirit, to be people that are men and women who live a lifestyle after your own heart every day of our lives. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Hey, Father, thank you so much for scriptures and Thank you so much for your son. Thank you so much for all the truth that you have for us. Thank you so much for speaking things over us. Thank you so much for being faithful to your promises. Father, I ask that you'd bring to our remembrance, you'd bring to our minds all the promises that you've made in Scripture. And Father, I ask that just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that even if that we would not sin against you, that we would not turn away from your name, that we would pursue you even if we get thrown into a fiery furnace. Thank you so much, Father, for being faithful. Thank you so much for being a bringer of life. Thank you so much for loving so well. And I just ask that you grow us more in holiness and grow us more in walking with you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And we're privileged to have with us once again, co-hosting with us, Jade Holofield. Jade, how are you today?
I am blessed. I'm excited about today's guest.
Thanks
for having me.
Good to have you. I'm going to ask if you'll share a word of prayer at this time as well.
Yes, sir. I'll be happy to. Amen. Father, it's always a joy to come to you, Lord. I'm so, so grateful that we have access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it's all because of you sending Christ, our Savior, to die on our behalf. Lord, he gave us access and we can come boldly to your throne. Father, I just ask right now, Lord, that you would use us all mightily. Pastor Parker, myself, Isaac, and even our special guest for today. May we make your bring much glory to your name. May you just use us in a way, Lord, that would, like I said, bring glory to your name, God. And I just thank you, Father, for your word that is truly active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, God, I just ask that you would just penetrate today's broadcast, Lord God, and that it will just stir the hearts of the listeners. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. As we often do during the broadcast, we share articles that come from the AFA stand, which are meant to be tools and resource material for discipleship for our individual lives and tools for us to use for our families. But also, we encourage listeners to email us to get copies of them so that they can use them for their own walk with the Lord, for their own family's discipleship, but also to forward and share with others as well. I want to share, before we bring our guest on, I want to share just such an article. This one is entitled, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. Again, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Again, Hebrews 4:12. And then Ephesians 6, verses 17 and 18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Again, Ephesians 6, 17 and 18. Every disciple of Jesus Christ would be wise to strive to become a kingdom warrior. I would define a kingdom warrior as a disciple of Christ who wisely and skillfully puts the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to work every day. We live in a world where we all people everywhere, are facing intense spiritual warfare every day of our lives. We face it at home, at school, at work, in public, every day. We see it in the news, in our government, in our culture, and all across the world. In view of this, what if a person says that they don't want to be involved in spiritual warfare? And what if a person says they don't want to have anything to do with spiritual warfare? Tragically, none of us have a choice in the matter. Like civilians who unfortunately happen to live in a war-torn land, war has come to us, like it or not. Since we have no choice but to face spiritual warfare in our lives, this is our choice. We can live like civilians and just be victims of the killing, abuse, the problems, and the difficulties of war. Or we can choose to become well-equipped soldiers and warriors, skilled and trained for war and spiritual warfare. Hopefully, all believers would want to become warriors in God's kingdom. Warriors who've learned about the realities of spiritual warfare and that have been taught and trained to be well-equipped soldiers. Well, just how do we begin to accomplish this task? Here are some insights that can help you to do just this. These are truths that we would be wise to learn and walk in as believers. The most powerful weapon in the world is the Word of God. And here are seven ways that we can put the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to work in our lives and in our world. And as we do, we can become mighty men and women of God who know how to win battles in life. 7 ways to use the Word of God every day. 1, read it. 2, hear it. 3, believe it. 4, speak it. 5, obey it. 6, pray it. And 7, meditate on it. All of these uses are related, but none of them are quite the same thing. You can read the Word of God, but not hear it. You can believe the Word of God, but not obey it. You can believe the Word of God, but not pray it, etc. We'd be wise to strive to use God's Word in our lives in all 7 ways every day. Why is this true? Consider these truths. The written Word of God is a book of faith. From Genesis to Revelation, we are called to hear, believe, and obey the Word. If we hear the Word of God but don't obey it, we deceive ourselves. See James 1:22. The Word of God is a book full of truth, yet truth is always meant to be learned and applied. We're to read the Word of God and act like it's true, because, of course, it is. We will not receive the blessing and benefits of the Word of God fully when we fail to obey and act on it. So in view of these truths, we're wise to take God's Word to heart. We're to read it, believe it in our hearts, and speak it with our mouths. And we're to act on the Word of God. In other words, act like God's Word is true. One example of a very fruitful way to put God's Word to work in our lives daily is by praying it. Here's an example of taking the Word of God and praying it every single day. Lord, thank you for all those we've prayed for today and all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high, because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, that's adapted from Psalm 91, the prayer. We're called to be mighty warriors in the army of God. Our main weapon is the Word of God. See Ephesians 6:10 to 20. Let's be wise enough to take our sword, the powerful Word of God, into battle every single day of our lives. Again, the title of that article, A Skilled Warrior and His Sword. And if you'd like to get a copy of the article, again, by that title, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And also, even apart from the article, we're challenging and encouraging every believer listening, make it your goal to pray Psalm 91 every single day, because in all of the Word of God, it's a unique weapon that we can put to work in our lives that will bless our physical health and physical well-being, but also a weapon for supernatural protection. Remember, in this dangerous, crazy world, no one can protect you like God can. So we would encourage you to make it your goal to pray Psalm 91 every day of your life. Lord, thank you again for every believer listening. Lord, stir us, fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, and equip us afresh to be faithful, bold warriors who step out on the battlefield of life with full expectation of victory as we learn to trust you, to stand on your word, and live a life of great expectation that you are a God that always, always keeps his word. Thank you for being that kind of Heavenly Father that we can trust you in all circumstances. We thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back with our phone guest.
nations of the earth are shaking. There is no power that can match his grace. Lift up your head, lift up your eyes to see. All of creation is waiting and longing for sons and daughters to declare this truth. Lift up your head, lift up your voice and sing. He is a light shining in the darkness. He is a hope, hope of all the nations. He is the light. He is a light for all the world to see.
The music of Brian and Katie Torwalt with He is the Light. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We are very honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today, Austin Dockery. He's a bold student serving the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're grateful to have him on the broadcast. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing today?
Doing very, very good. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. And Austin, I'm going to ask if you'll begin by taking a few moments to further introduce yourself so our listeners know some about who you are, and then we want to dive right into you sharing about just your journey, and you're going to share from a speech that you've done as well.
Yeah, so I'm Austin Dockery. I'm 18 years old, and I live in Manchester, Tennessee, small town about an hour south of Nashville. And I recently, in last October, went to a conference in North Carolina, and it's called Out of the Dust Conference. And it was basically a bunch of hour-long classes about hard topics in today's world and how we can, as young people, fight against them, and why being pro-life is one that really stuck with me, and how I've made it this far with it. Only God can tell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're grateful that you were able to come. I learned about you I saw an email that came from the National Pro-Life Ministry Love Life, and I guess they had heard about you sharing your speech. You shared a speech that you wrote with your youth group at your church. Is that correct?
Yeah. So after that conference, all that information that I was given, me and another youth and our youth pastor went, and we came back and we shared it with the youth group. And I went to this Why Pro-Life session alone, so I shared it alone with the youth group. And it stuck with me, and it stuck with the youth group. And that prompted our head pastor to ask me to share on Sanctity of Black Sunday. And from there, that prompted Love Life, who helped partner with that conference, saw that I was sharing boldly with our church in just a small town, and they wrote an article about me, like just to encourage people, and that's what I pray I'm doing today here as well. And then that's where I believe you saw me from that article and asked if I would come on Hour of Intercession with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Come on, Austin. I'm impressed. I'm just over here. Just like, wow, you're 18 and this mature. And I can tell you sound like you're mature in the Lord. Have you always been pro-life, or was it a natural bent of yours, or just studying God's word?
Yeah, I would say I've always been pro-life, but I wasn't really sure why. Mm. So this conference really equipped me to know why I stand for what I stand for and how to fight for what I stand for as well.
That's good. Well, Austin, I'm going to ask, would you take a moment now to pray for listeners to have ears to hear all that the Lord is going to share with them through the broadcast, as you're going to be sharing from your speech and as we're talking about this and related issues, for God to really speak to every listener however he desires to do so. Would you pray for listeners in that way, please?
Absolutely. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for yet another avenue that you've blessed me with to tell people about your truth, and that, just like Pastor Joseph said, the spiritual warfare is not an option. It's whether you're equipped or not. And I pray that through today, I can encourage not only young people, but older people that get in the fight and that it's not futile work, that God's already won, and that we just go out there and help in the fight. And I pray that all the people listening would not only listen, but listen attentively and apply it to their lives and make an impact on them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Austin. Jade, I'm going to ask, would you pray for Austin, but also pray for listeners too, that because different people will hear the Spirit of God speak to them in different ways about how he wants them to get involved too, though, that they'll be wide open to what God wants to say to them as well.
I would love to. Father, I just thank you so much for our brother Austin, Lord, another brother in Christ. Father, I just thank you for his heart and for his desire. I thank you for even blessing him. I don't even know his story, but blessing him to be a part of a family, Lord, who has him in a church home, Lord, where he is able to rub elbows with other youth and other believers. Father, I just ask, Lord, that you would use him mightily for your glory. I ask, Lord, that you will remind him in times that overall that everything that you've gifted him for, Lord, it was that you placed it within him for your glory. And I ask that you would continue to use him, Lord, enlarge his territory, bless him indeed. Father, I ask that you would have your hand to be upon Austin, Lord, that you would keep him from evil. Lord, I even ask that you would bring other young men across this path, Lord, that he would share the gospel with, that he would share the pro-life message through scripture, Lord, because it's scriptural. You tell us in Proverbs 31, that we are to speak up for the helpless, to speak up for those who are poor and who are the most vulnerable, which are babies, Lord, of all. And so, Father, I just thank you for the opportunities that you continue to give Austin, Lord. And I ask that you would just open the ears of every listener, young and old, Lord, even the older ones who could be a little bit stubborn and think that they can't learn from young people, Lord. I ask that you would just shift their hearts, Lord, to listen and hear your word through Austin, through Pastor Parker, myself. And Father, just give us a stirring in our hearts, Lord God, to be active about your kingdom business. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Isaac, I'm going to ask if would you pray for Austin as well, but also that God would raise up many more young people like Austin that will boldly get involved with the kingdom work God is calling them to.
Yeah. Hey, love, thank you so much for being so personal. Thank you so much for calling Austin out. Thank you so much for giving him wisdom. Thank you so much for giving him boldness. Father, I ask really that you would bring more people around so that he could be in a community of people that are working to love well. Father, we can't do this work alone. We need you with us. So Father, I ask that you'd be present, that you'd talk with Austin, that he'd read your scriptures and hear your voice and see your face. Father, I ask that Jesus's character would be put deeper and deeper into his heart, and that your love would overflow through him, that he'd see more about how he is loved by you, and that would become his natural response to others. Yes. Father. Father, I ask that this would be an encouragement to other people, that you would raise up more people to walk in your name, to stand boldly for life, because that's what you've done for us. You stood boldly for us, Father, so let us stand boldly for those who can't be protected. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Austin, again, you were going to share with us from the speech that you shared with the group of young people. And again, it's encouraging to hear how that God stirred your heart. You shared this speech, and it apparently the Holy Spirit reached mightily through you to stir up the youth group that you're working with as well. So would you go ahead and just at this time share your speech or portions from whatever the Lord puts on your heart to share from this speech? And if you'll share it with our listeners at this time, please go ahead.
Absolutely. So I went through, I think, about 5 points. I'm just going to go through and summarize them as best as I can without skipping out on too much stuff.
Okay.
So the first thing we looked at is that a lot of people think that abortion is a newer topic, that this has only started recently, but the reality is that that's false, that we can see it go back way back in even Levitical times. And from Leviticus 18:21, it says, "Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Molech, for you must not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord." And Molech was this Canaanite deity, and they feared Molech. Like, they thought he was their god. Like, that's who they worshipped. He was their source of good weather an intern that brought crops and prosperity, and he controlled all of their lives. And so they depicted him as a bull's head, a statue with a bull's head. And what they would do is they would heat up Molech, the statue, until the head and the horns were glowing red hot. And they would line everybody around it with drummers, and they would put the sacrificial baby on the head of the bull and worship Molech as they were watching this baby burn and die on its head.
Oh.
And yeah, it's gruesome, but that's what they did. And in 1 John, I want to read 1 John 5:21 says, "Dear children, keep yourselves from idols." It's real short, but real powerful. And that the verbiage there, keep yourselves, actually says take a defensive combat position. So what he's telling us right there is to take a, like, fight against these idols. That in the time they had so many different idols, including multiple ones like Molech, and they were sacrificing their children to, thinking that it was bringing them good weather and prosperity. And all of these things, that all these terrible things that we can see and read about in old times, represent the devil. And we think that those are old and outdated. People don't do that anymore, but people do that still, not in the same capacity, but people are still doing that. And the devil is working through the people and the lives and causing confusion in everyone and people's lives. And it's still happening today. The second thing, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
The second thing we looked at was mankind is the crown jewel of God's creation, and therefore we should protect it. We looked at the first commandment ever given in Genesis 1:28 that says, "God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Roll over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves along the ground." So we see there that our first commandment is to be fruitful and multiply. And what abortion is directly against that commandment. Everything that it stands for, everything that they're trying to do, is directly against it. And we also see in the back half of that verse that God gives us dominion over the fish and the birds and every creature on the ground, giving us authority over it. But also in Genesis 9 tells us that whoever sheds human blood, by humans would be shed. For in the image of God has God created mankind. So we see in Genesis 1:26 that mankind's created in God's image. And then we see in Genesis 9 that if we kill God's image, that we're going to have to be punished, not only on earth, but in heaven. We're going to have to give an account for that. And I don't know if it's just me, but I do not want to stand in front of God one day and have to give an account for shedding human blood. It's just not something I want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I also think that a lot of people think that just because they're not the ones out there performing abortions, or they're not on the sidewalk chanting, cheering on women who are getting an abortion, that they just know it's happening, but they're not doing anything for it. I think that we're going to have to give an account for our inaction just as much as we will for our actions.
Come on, Austin.
And so if we just sit around and watch it happen, knowing we have every resource to help fight against it, yet we don't, I think that that's just as bad as the people that are following through with it and see it as a good thing. And I personally don't want that on my conscience. I want to do what I can to fight against it. And that, I would say, goes for everything, not just abortions. If anything is happening and we see and just let it pass on, that we're going to have to give an account for that one day.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Those are some heavy points, Austin, and I really appreciate you boldly speaking. You're speaking those truths because, again, I can imagine that not only impacted the youths present at the event where you shared it, I would think that would impact everyone, every single person listening. And the key is for us to listen to the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and then to follow suit, to act on the truth God has laid before us. God, again, truth is always meant to be applied. So again, I appreciate you sharing those, but go right ahead.
Another thing we looked at was all the lies that abortion tells us, and there are a lot. And the first thing we saw was the dictionary definition of abortion. This is like what they teach people in medical school when they learn about this. It says, abortion is the deliberate termination of a pregnancy, usually performed within the first 28 weeks of pregnancy. Well, we break that down into all the different parts, and we see the first thing we see is the deliberate. That these doctors, these women, they know what they're doing, and they've planned this out, and it's a deliberate process, and it's planned out to a T. And we also see, when we see the word termination, I don't know if this goes for everybody, but I would say that when we see the word termination, we don't our minds don't go to death. I would think, you know, you get terminated from a job or things like that, but I don't see death. Like, I feel like death holds a whole lot more weight than the word termination. Mm. And throughout that whole definition, we don't see any mention of the baby, child, life, the mother. And it doesn't sit right with me. In the first 28 weeks of pregnancy, an average pregnancy is only 40 weeks long. So 28 weeks is just shy of 75% of that pregnancy. 75% is whenever we're allowing it up to. And then we also looked at the ways abortion is done, because I feel like if we really want to hit the weight of this topic, and we can't shy away from the hard parts that are gruesome and we don't want to talk about, but it's the truth of what's happening and people need to hear it. So the two main ways that abortion is done is firstly with a pill. I take two pills. The first pill...
Austin, I'm going to need to jump in here. We're coming up on a break, and we're going to pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Austin Dockery. He's a bold student standing up for Christ and speaking out. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I think of Abraham, how one star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger.
The music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you call every believer to be warriors in your kingdom. You have so much work for us to be done, and you call us to boldly hear your word and obey it. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of boldness today. Help us to recognize that every calling is a critically important calling, and you give them out to each and every one of us. Help us to take that very seriously and to know that you have work for us to do every day of our lives as we share the gospel, as we make disciples, as we go out to be your vessels to share both apply truth and teach others truth so that they too can follow. As we walk in your love and your compassion, your mercy in a world full of people that have been beat up and left on the side of the road for dead, stir us, Lord, to be your bold vessels, your hands and feet in the world, so your work can and will be done. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Austin, if you'll pick up right there where you left off.
Right, yeah. So I was saying there's two main ways that abortion is done. The first, most commonly, with the pill. And the first, two pills. The first pill will stop the baby from growing, just stops it completely. The second, you take and it empties, empties all of the womb and everything inside out of the uterus and causes a lot of bleeding and cramping. And it's usually performed before 11 weeks of pregnancy. The second, which is way worse, is a surgery where they take this big long needle and they inject chemicals into the womb to liquefy the baby, to take that life and make it into something it's not supposed to be. And then they use the suction and they suck everything out of the womb. And another lie that they'll tell you is that that's safer than giving birth. And I just can't see how any of that sounds better than giving birth to a child. The rate for death in childbirth is 20.4 for every 100,000. And that statistic includes women who don't have access to hospitals and women who have pre-existing conditions that cause childbirth to be much more dangerous. So that statistic is actually inflated compared to what the true number is for an average everyday childbirth. Well, but as we saw,
Austin, I was just going to share too, those are some powerful statistics you shared. And I think right alongside that is when an abortion is carried out, the rate of death is 100%. A child dies every single time. So, but please go right ahead.
Just as we saw with that definition, that words control the world. They use that dehumanizing language in the definition to keep the baby anonymous, ambiguous, to make you not think that it's a life. They'll use the term clump of cells, or they'll use the word fetus, which fetus is Latin for baby. I mean, it's just what it is. And they're using this to fight against it whenever they're really supporting our argument using that. I mean, if they say it's a clump of cells, I would say, yeah, I am too. I was just left to my natural processes, and here I am, a full-grown life. And that's exactly what that baby is. It just hasn't grown yet. So they do this to make it a whole lot harder to argue against. And it's not a new thing. Satan has targeted babies since the beginning, as we saw in Leviticus. So as believers, we need to recognize this and fight against it, knowing that God is going to win. And the last thing I'm going to talk about is the church. What is the church's role in all of this? And I feel like as a whole, the church is not good at accepting these women for who they are. And just a couple of statistics I found when researching about this is 38% of women don't see the church as a safe space to talk about their abortions. 54% would not recommend talking to people who go to church. So we need to recognize that abortion is a gospel issue, and we have all the resources to fight against it, yet a lot of people are doing nothing. I think as believers, as Christians in the church, we're called to love the sinner but hate the sin. We're too quick to condemn people than to comfort them for all they've done. The actions leading up to the pregnancy may not have been in God's will alignment of how things should be done, but that's still a human life that he allowed to be made and therefore has value. 40% of women who have had an abortion go to church at least once a month. 1 in 4 women, 25% of women in church, are pro-abortion. So we can't say that this is a big city thing. This is somewhere that's not in small town Manchester where I live. It's here. And I was curious on myself, so I posted a poll on my social media and just asked people to answer honestly with which group they identify with. And here are the results. 72% of people were pro-life. Of those, 2% were non-religious. Only 2% of everybody who answered were non-religious and pro-life. I looked at it, and that equated to one singular person. And I live in the Bible Belt. There's a church on every single corner, and people have access to everything they would need to formulate their own opinions. 28% were pro-choice, and 16% of those were pro-choice non-religious, and only 12% were pro-choice and religious. So we see that there's an uptick recently in people who are pro-choice and I can think of no other reason than they don't know the truth, or they don't understand the truth. They don't have the convictions of what the truth actually is. And that's concerning to me. I want to be the one who shows people the truth and why it's so bad, and ask why they're supporting all of this.
Austin, I want to first off commend you because I am just impressed for a man. I'm not accustomed to especially a young man speaking so boldly about pro-life. Different individuals I follow on social media have always been young ladies, and to hear a young man is very refreshing. And the things that's crossing my mind is, one, God calls the men to be the leaders. And so to hear a young man to speak so boldly and proclaim God's word, it's encouraging to me. And I have no doubt that you're an example to other young men to do the same and to step up. And I'm going to just tell you, brother, you're going to be a good husband one day, man, if you desire to be married, because this is a leadership role that you're taking to proclaim the word of God and to speak up for the most vulnerable. And you're doing it so well. And then just your speech, I'm over here just like, man, this is some good pointers you're bringing up, brother. Mm-hmm. Because one area, I'm a married woman, one area that the enemy loves to attack when it comes to marriage, when it comes to families, is always the head, and that's the men. That's the husbands. And so may you continue to just be bold for the Lord as you continue to get into the word of God and proclaim his word. And may other young men do the same, because I truly believe it's the younger years when men can be developed to prepare them not only for the world, but as well as marriage and family.
Jade, I'm going to ask, our time is almost gone. Pray for the church, that the church would seek to raise up more men and women that will boldly speak in a similar fashion the way Austin is speaking. Would you pray for
us, please? Father God, we just ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bring up more ministers of the gospel to proclaim the truth that Austin has so profoundly and boldly shared when it's concerning the pro-life movement. Father, I ask that they would not be hesitant, that they would not fear offending others, Lord God, that they would just literally aim to fear you and to have reverence towards the God Almighty and to proclaim the truth. Father, we know that when we share truth, your light is shined upon it, and you disperse the darkness when we bring out the truth of your word. And Lord, I just ask that you would do that with pastors, with ministers, with youth pastors, God, that they would encourage other people, men and women, young and old, Lord, to do the work of the gospel, Lord God. Father, this is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. And we just ask humbly that you would do this, Lord, for your glory, God. And as Austin continues to be used for you, Lord, may it be a ripple effect. May there be a ripple effect, Lord God, of other men and women, Lord, to be bold about this topic, Lord. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jade. Austin, time is just about gone. If someone would like to get in touch with you, is there maybe an email or a way or that you can share where if they'd like to maybe learn more about your speech or learn more about you and the work you're doing, is there something you'd like to share with our listeners about in the way of contact information?
They can either email me or they can message me on Instagram would probably be the easiest ways to do it.
Okay.
And my email is asdockery, DOCKREY @gmail. And my Instagram is austin.dockery, DOCKREY on Instagram.
All right. Well, thank you, Austin. Now, if someone wants to get a copy of your speech, is that available as well?
Yeah, it can be, yes.
Okay. All righty. Well, Austin, thank you so much for being with us and sharing just the powerful message and speech that you did share. Keep up the great work, and I would just encourage you, pray the prayer of Jabez over yourself and over the work God has called you to, that God would more and more use you to open up more doors to be able to go and share the powerful truths he's called you to share. So thank you so much for being with us today, okay?
Thank you for having me.
All right. And we invite and encourage every listener, pray for Austin and as Jade was praying as well, for the church, pray for the church and pray for God to raise up many more young people as well as believers, period, that will boldly speak up for the gospel and speak up for life as well. Hope that you'll do that. Well, as we normally do, before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never, ever made a commitment to commit your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a great day to be saved, to commit your life to Christ and receive eternal life. If you want to make that step, would you simply, from your heart, pray this prayer with me now and commit your heart and your whole life to Jesus Christ so that you can be saved this day. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you and follow you daily. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. My email, once again, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you literature and resources that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We definitely hope to hear from you. Once again, joseph@afr.net. And if you'd like to get a copy of the article we shared, A Skilled Warrior and a Sword, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'd be glad to get it to you. Austin, thank you so much for being with us, and keep up the great work as you continue to serve the Lord, all right?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and again, we invite every listener, pray much for Austin and other young people God is raising up to carry his word and truth to the world. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.